Hello everyone, and welcome to today's daily devotional from Ealing Pentecostal Church. My name's Sue, and I'd just like to read to you from Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. The Lord your God is among you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now, I don't know how you're feeling at the moment through this lockdown. I expect most people are feeling a bit frustrated, a bit fed up, and just really anxious for all of this to be over and for some sense of normality to be restored. Maybe you're feeling a little bit cut off, a bit sad, a bit lonely, missing your family. I know I'm missing getting together with all of you as a physical church and being able to worship the Lord together. I'm really missing that. But you know, these times can lead us to feel really quite isolated. And I know I've talked to people who are saying they're getting more like they're not that bothered about going out. They're getting used to being indoors, and they feel like they just want to stay in. But you know, as children of God, it's not good for us to be isolated and cut off. We were always meant to be in fellowship together with each other and with him. And the reason that I've shared that verse with you today is I just think it's just so full of how he feels about us. I've been learning recently that there's a great power in reading out declarations that speak about who we are in Christ Jesus, who we are in God, that we are the children of God, and that we are children that our Father God loves very much. And we see a little bit of that in this verse here. The Lord your God is among you. You know, he's here right now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, he's there right with you. And he's connecting us together. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He looks at you and it makes his heart swell with pride because you're his dearly beloved child. He loves you and he loves just watching what you're doing. And he loves spending time with you. And it says that he rejoices over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. So in those times when we're perhaps feeling a bit discouraged, a bit anxious, a bit down, when there's turmoil all around and we really don't know what's happening, he comes with his beautiful, amazing love and he just quiets us and he brings us his peace. And then it says, he will rejoice over you with singing. Now that line by itself is just amazing, to think that God Almighty, the King of heaven and earth, rejoices over us is quite incredible. And that makes me feel amazing. But I only recently found out that the word rejoice, and it's used twice in this particular passage, it means to spin around under violent emotion, or basically dancing wildly. Can you imagine that? That when Lord God looks at you and he rejoices with dancing, with ecstatic, violent, spinning around dancing. And you know, at the minute, I'm just listening to some children outside in the street playing in the snow. And they're just completely lost in abandonment. They're really enjoying themselves. They're making loads of noise, having snowball fights and just having a great time with each other. And it just makes me think about how Lord God looks upon us, how he feels about us. You know, maybe you need to hear that today. Because that's the sort of relationship he wants with you. That's how he feels about you. You fill him with such delight that he dances violently, spinning around when he thinks about you. And maybe you would just like to join with me in some declarations and just read the lines of that scripture as I speak them out, but making them personal for you as I'm going to do for me. The Lord my God is with me. He rejoices over me with gladness. He quiets me with his love. He will rejoice over me with singing. And just let them words really sink in. And just think again and absorb exactly how much he loves you, how much he's looking out for you, how much he has your life in the palm of his hand, and how he just wants to get to know you more and more with every moment of every day. Let's just pray. Lord, we just thank you for your amazing love. We thank you that you know every moment of our lives. You know exactly what's happening right now with each of us. You know what we need. And Lord, this verse is so full of promise. It's so full of your love. And I ask, Lord, for everyone that's listening, that you would just speak to them individually, that you'd just remind them how much you love them, how much you want to have a relationship with them. We just thank you, Lord, because you are everything to us. In your precious name. Amen.